This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, we've got George Meany here. Do you want to hear from George?
Always.
How's it go?
Hello, George. Listen to George. He's getting a radio voice. Have you noticed that? Yeah. He's starting to sound like a real professional.
I put it on because I love Mabali's new hair.
Oh,
isn't it good?
Sorry, that voice did something
that's
to me.
That's good. It also helps that he's the CEO of Auto Trader.
And a handsome, handsome bastard, I got to say.
Lucky I'm sitting this side of the table.
I'm willing to give credit where it's due. Like, George's a good-looking man, and he's got a radio voice, and I'm just going to, like...
And he's running a great company. Now, listen, aren't we doing some kind of...
thing.
Yeah, we're doing like a dealer's masterclass.
Yes.
Which sounds like something Gord would go to in Melville.
I've done that class. You learn how to fit bankies exactly to the optimal amount. We're into chips for the cops. Chips and Cops 101 was actually my major.
But
I heard you and your drugs this morning.
This is a different kind of dealer masterclass. This is where you actually invite all the big dealers from across the country who sell and buy cars.
Absolutely.
And you guys get them in and you give them some tips on how things have changed in the industry and all the rest of it. Yeah. I'm gonna be joining you there. That sounds exciting.
It's very exciting.
Invite only.
Invite only. Sorry, by person only, by name. So it's not a free for all. We're gonna have over 110 guests there. So it's gonna be quite a big thing, I think. One of the things that Auto Trader is really good at is understanding how people shop for cars. We understand what journey they go on, how long they take to shop for a car, and we like to share those insights. So that's what the day is about.
All right, what do you got for us today in the headlines?
Well, now, this diesel story. People started thinking that diesel cars were actually better for the environment than petrol cars.
Turns out they're just as bad.
They are just as bad, if not even worse, because Daimler has just ordered a recall of 238,000 diesel cars fitted with software that can turn the diesel emissions control off in Germany.
Wow. That's my car starting up, by the way. I think I need to have it serviced.
Random sound effect of the day.
Believe it or not, that I didn't even know that you could, turn this stuff off and on randomly as you drive.
Didn't this cost VW like $1 billion or something?
Audi, yeah. So, part of the story is that the Audi CEO, his house has been raided.
Sorry.
Because, well, I mean... Gee whiz.
Oh, that's horrible.
I think it's horrible, but it's surely CEOs sit with a lot of information at their house. That's why his house is
there. They have to get your hard drive and check that there isn't some dodgy stuff on there.
Exactly.
All right.
Well, the vehicles affected are the Mercedes-Benz Vito. You know the Vito.
Yes,
I drove behind one this morning. It was black pluming smoke coming out the back of that thing.
It can't possibly be good for the environment.
No. And the Mercedes GLC 220 and C220D.
Okay, what's a GLC? Is it GLC that the Geländewagen?
It's that big SUV.
The one all the rappers like.
Yeah.
So it literally has the ability, using computerization, to veto whether or not it emits.
Only you would pick that up.
Shut up, Gord.
This proves that diesel vehicles are still dirty. And after the Audi Dieselgate scandal, the funny thing is, South Africa is still diesel mad.
Yeah, I was going to take Al Gore for a drive in my car. Now I'm embarrassed to do anymore.
You drive a diesel?
South Africans like diesel cars, right?
They think
it's cheaper.
Yes, yes.
And it's not anymore.
As a matter of fact, you funny you talk like that, because I went and checked what are the searches on Auto Trader for diesel cars, and it's increased by 6% in the last year.
Oh. So 6%. Maybe they are a bit cheaper.
Maybe.
Or maybe people just like diesel.
Diesel cars are dirty, and so are the people that make them, damn it.
Oh, wow.
The most popular diesel cars in South Africa, according to Auto Trader, is the Toyota Hilux, number one. Mm-hmm. Toyota Fortuna, BMW 3 Series, third most popular diesel car. Ford Ranger, Mercedes-Benz C-Class, BMW X5, Isuzu KB, BMW X3, Land Cruiser Prado, and the VW Polo diesel.
Okay. Wow, they make a VW Polo in diesel. I didn't know that.
They've made it for years.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you ever see that BMW 530D where if you took the 530D badge on the back and turned it upside down, it said basically puss?
I've never even thought of that.
Google it when you get
I'll
a second.
I'll Google it. And then talking about diesel, this gentleman over here.
Who's that?
In Mossel Bay, his name is David Manley.
Yes, David.
And his Isuzu diesel Bucky,
yeah.
KB, has done over 1 million kilometers.
And it's still going.
Still going.
That's impressive.
And he's about to do another road trip to some African, country.
How old is it, give or take?
It is 17 years old.
It's got that
18 years old.
It's got that blue sort of graffiti stripe on the side that was very big.
Very
in the
popular.
90s.
So it's been doing a little over 50,000 k's a year in it for almost 20 years.
Exactly.
And it's like
still going strong.
I wonder what kind of maintenance he's done on it, because all of us are so conditioned into believing that the minute your car hits like 100,000, you've got to get rid of it.
Well, he has done some maintenance, and it hasn't been to the engine. He's replaced the timing gears at 500,000 kilometers, had a new gearbox installed at 540,000 kilometers, and he stopped doing bodywork at 800,000 kilometers because he felt it was impractical.
Okay, well, that sounds good, because then if you can get up to 500,000 Ks before replacing any major parts,
that's a good.
You're getting good use out of your car, and I bet you he paid that off about 8 years ago.
More than that.
Beloved Polo got stolen. I mean, it was
near. You stop? You've been moaning about this.
I'm just saying, it was like, maintain it well, pay it off, and it was working brilliantly, and it was, I wanted to do 1,000,000 too.
He's very hurt.
I really am.
He's really, he has not stopped moaning.
Actually, he's crying.
The best kind of car is the one that doesn't have debt.
Yeah,
that
that's
is
true.
The best kind of
that,
car.
There you go.
All right, well, that's amazing. Over 1,000,000 kilometers.
Over 1,000,000 kilometers.
Don't believe it when they tell you that you have to get rid of your car after 100,000 Ks. It's
lies,
nonsense.
Lies.
Lies, all lies.
Look, I mean, he needed a gearbox and some other stuff. I mean, but that's hardly like going to come close to the value of cost of actually replacing a car or trading it in, getting a new thing that you're financing.
Yeah. Exactly, exactly. So now everybody's met the Boy Racer GTI at traffic lights, haven't you?
Yes.
Boy, I'm sure Ben has.
Had the pleasure of seeing the back of one, but...
Yeah, well, you don't have to see the back of one anymore, because everybody in South Africa, well, most people in South Africa, are bucky mad. Mm. So there's a little bit of a trend starting that I think the GTR drivers should start to have some fear of God put into them, because South Africa is starting to follow this trend with powerful SUVs and buckies. Remember we spoke about the Ford F-150 last week?
Yes.
And that powerful diesel bucky. So that doesn't stop there. There's a Mercedes-Benz AMG G63, you know the G63.
Mm-hmm.
And priced at 13.5 million rand. I don't know who's going to afford that. But Chev Lumina SS. There's a modification to a Hilux to turn it into a V8. Remember, you know, the Dakar racing V8s.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing modifications to turn that into a street car in South Africa. And then the Ford Ranger, they're putting V8 like the Ford Mustang, 5-liter V8 engines into that. Does 0 to 100 in 4.9 seconds. And then we spoke about the Shell V150 last week.
Yes.
So South Africa seems to be wanting fast cars, but not in the Boy Racer type GTI anymore.
But you scheme, these can seriously drop a GTI.
It can drop a GTI one time.
Dude, that voice again. Can actually drop a GTI? But no, you must be joking. Not my GTI, Charlie. Maybe a stock GTI.
Your GTI must be modified. There must be some dealer in the back.
No, but we're not talking about stock here, Charlie. Like, there's GTIs and there's GTIs. But
what do you add to yours?
With drop suspension, free flow exhaust system, cam timing is optimized. I've got nitrous injection. I've got a fucking
he knows what he's talking about.
I fly with a fucking joystick and not a steering wheel, so that I can maneuver more agile. And I also shout at people when I drive it, which makes it go faster. I've got boot activated nitrous, but the more times I say boot while I'm driving,
it's not
it,
nitrous,
the faster
it's NOS.
It goes. You're NOS. Boot activated NOS, or BOS as I call it. If I just say boot, it goes faster. Faster than you, China. It's powered by anger and ignorance.
Well, that's what a great note to end that discussion on. All right, anything else, George?
Yeah, last thing. The Italian police have confiscated a Ferrari 458 Spider from the mafia in anti-mafia laws. And sadly, they're not using it to chase people. They're using it as a showpiece to teach kids what happens if they get into organized crime.
It's the ugliest paint job I've ever seen on a Ferrari.
Yeah, well, it's done by the police.
It's like white and it's got green
stripes and
stripy things.
Look at the light on the top. That's modified.
So they've actually turned it into a police car.
Yeah, it's a proper police car, but they're not using it to chase people. They're using it for education purposes.
Sure, they could sell it.
South African government's going to be like, guys, we got to have this as well.
Yeah, watch Becky Taylor suddenly come out with, I need a Lamborghini.
Well, I mean, you might say that, but it's actually true, because if you look at the list of the Gupta's cars registered at Sachsenwald, it's the BMW Z4, Audi Q7, Bentley Continental GT, BMW 1 Series, BMW 320, BMW 530, BMW 750, BMW M5, BMW X5, Cadillac Chrysler Crossfire, Lamborghini Gallardo, Maserati, Mercedes-Benz A-Class, Mercedes-Benz C-Class, Mercedes-Benz S65, and a Porsche Cayenne. Why can't that go to the police?
They needed the whole Joburg Zoo as a parking lot.
What happens to those now?
I'm back with the Guptas, because they remember the Hawks didn't do their job properly. Now the Guptas claimed them back.
Yeah, they gave them back to them, including the helicopter, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There was a helicopter there as well, yeah.
Although George has made a bid on that one.
Not a chance.
Okay, well, thank you very much, George.
This is CliffCentral.com.